are tolls coming back to Connecticut? It's been since 1985 since we have seen tolls in the state. The Transportation Committee approving legislation that would bring back tolls, narrowly approving it. It would also lower the gas tax by 2.5 cents per gallon over 5 years. So I guess there's an upside. 888-574-2723. Democrats pushing through the bill. It will next hit the House of Representatives. There was debate talking about the deteriorating infrastructure, the decline in revenue for projects, and the idea that technology allows us to avoid, obviously, the accident that played a part in the removal of tolls and the slowdown that comes with tolls. As you saw in Massachusetts, they removed the toll booths. Now you just drive, and if you don't have smart tag, easy pass, whatever your state you're traveling from, and whatever they call it, if you don't have it, it will still send you a bill. California has a very similar system. It seemingly works. Are you okay knowing that 2.5 cents of the gas tax per gallon will go away over 5 years? And there will be, it's a cost that will be shared by those who are traveling through the state rather than within the state. I mean, if you've ever been out on the roads, which I'm sure you have, you see a variety of license plates. Massachusetts, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. They come from far and wide. So is this a more fair way for us to bring in revenue and to repair our crumbling infrastructure? This, it seems like a foregone conclusion. And a recent study says that our transportation fund will be broke by 2020, which isn't that far off. I know 2020 sounds so far away for those of us that have been on the planet for a while. We grew up thinking, oh, the future, 2020. Well, that's 3 years away, which isn't very far at all. Now, Senator Tony Boucher saying this is just another tax, and it's a tax on those who can at least afford to pay it. She said that they might accept it if the overall tax burden were less, and saying that the decrease in gas tax is minuscule. 888-574-2723. Is this the answer to our problems? As it will move ahead in debate. And the argument is that we subsidize people that come in. But isn't that the responsibility of the state? Leon's saying we are subsidizing everybody coming in to our state and paying those costs. Boucher saying this is a Swiss cheese legislation. I think the bigger thing is we want to see returns for our investment. We want to see something happen. What has been going on with our transportation fund all these years? Where has that money been going? It's not enough to keep up, or has it been diverted elsewhere? That's the problem. All these projects and special projects, when it comes to the budget, the budget should be spent as it is allocated first, rather than diverted to other things. If there is a special need and a diversion is needed, well, then you figure that out, rather than diverting to take care of that need and then leaving a giant gaping hole where your day-to-day is. Call it an emergency fund. Call it whatever you will. But I think the problem is the vast majority of us, as the electorate, the citizens, don't trust how this will play out. Regardless of it's a higher gas tax, if it's tolls, or whatever way they decide to get more money from us. We just want to see a return. We want to see something tangible. I was having a discussion on Twitter with a regular listener, and we talked about, you know, the idea of these programs that are being cut being feel good. This is on a national level, but it applies on the state as well. It's not necessarily feel good if it has a tangible return. If it's a program that helps feed people, I don't think that's a feel good program. I think that is a tangible return in that if people have needs and can turn to the government for temporary assistance when they have needs, it's better than leaving people to their own devices when they have those needs. Otherwise, people don't care about laws when they are in desperate times. So we need to look at where our money is going and how it is being spent. Are tolls the answer? Probably not 100%. Is more responsible budgeting the answer? Yes, absolutely. More responsible spending? Yep. The question is, what is responsible? Where can cuts be made? And nobody wants to have cuts made to what they support or what they are for or what they benefit from. And that's always been the big problem. Everybody falls on one side or the other, whether it's political, whether it's emotional. It's tough to get people to step back, remove themselves from it, and say, all right, this is the logical thing. We need a Mr. Spock. Unfortunately, Vulcans are not real because we're human and everybody's going to have their emotions involved in this. If we had a detached Vulcan making decisions politically for us, I think we'd be better off. They'd say, oh, well, you know, this isn't logical, this isn't that, but everybody has the emotional attachment and the NIMBA as well, not in my backyard. But when it comes to tolls, at least we're spreading it around. Yes, we're all going to pay for it, but so is everybody else who comes into the state. And there's a lot of them. Let's go to Bob in Enfield. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. I love that ad. Don't call him Eddie because he gets angry or gets mad or something like that. I thought that was pretty unique.
No, thank you. I wrote that, so I will take credit for that. I actually don't mind. I just thought it was funny.
Thank you. I thought it was great. The great thing about the gasoline tax, the 100% collectible, under this system, they're keeping it under wraps. They're not collecting about 20% of the tolls. Number one, people got these plastics over the license plates. And as you know, a lot of people drive cars in the cities. They don't even pay taxes on them. And they get rid of them after a while. So trying to collect a lot of these tolls that go when you go through these gantries are uncollectible.
So you're talking about the potential for abuse, people who are driving without an easy pass and with tags that aren't registered to that car?
Yeah, unregistered cars. The state of Massachusetts is not talking. I heard it's as much as 20% uncollectible. I don't know if that's true or not.
That's an interesting statistic because the gas, you're right. Gas, you get gas here, you're paying it. There's no way to get around it. The only way to get around paying the gas tax in the state is to fill up at the border and then get through the state, which is possible with most vehicles. You can drive through this state if you hit the border with a full tank of gas.
Truckers can't do that, Ed, because they have to pay per mile. They have a road tax in Connecticut.
Right.
They go through the state, they have to pay a road mile tax.
But when it comes to cars, you could theoretically fill up, as long as you hit the state with a full tank. But it's not as though we're eliminating our gas tax 100% either. We're going to lower it by 2.5 cents per gallon over 5 years. So that gas tax will still exist. And then if we're getting an 80% collection rate, I'll go off your number. I think we're still going to see more money from it. I'm not a fan, but again, we complain about the gas tax too. I just want to see something happen. I want to see the money spent where it's supposed to be spent. I want to see improvements. I want to stop hitting giant potholes. I want projects to be completed.
Ed, I drive through the state. The state, Connecticut state roads are better than Massachusetts. I don't think the infrastructure, that D-minus or that D-plus, was a nationwide number. I want to see the individual states, and I heard we're at a B-plus. So I'd like to see those numbers We're not in that bad of shape.
What about our bridges? That's one of the other things they talk about, the state of our bridges.
I don't think they're that bad, Ed. There's a lot of positive things about Connecticut, and these politicians want to push a bill through like Guerrero, and he says, well, we're not going to lose the federal money. Well, yes, we are going to lose the federal money because he doesn't have anything in writing from the federal government on the money we get in lieu of no toll.
Well, I appreciate the call, Bob. Let's go to Larry in Bridgeport. Larry, I got about 2 minutes, so go right ahead.
Hey, good morning. Two quick comments. First off, in reference to the tolls, I agree with you. There's a lot of people outside the state who use our roads and bridges and everything else, and they're not paying a dime. I like to see tolls on the borders, so I'm all for that. Second point, if you get a chance, can you look up Operation Dragnet? Have you heard about it?
I've heard somebody mention it.
Yeah, I actually saw it, I believe, in an article in the Times, but there's been a few articles. Operation Dragnet, there's a Dr. Corsi who worked for the NSA for about 27 years. He and this Judge Arpaio down in Arizona, and this Mr. Zulo who worked for another government security agency have released documents showing that a series of business leaders have been surveillanced since 2004. And again, I'd like you to look at it, give us your thoughts. But one of them is, believe it or not, Donald Trump.
I don't doubt it whatsoever. Especially because, one, anytime Sheriff Arpaio is involved, I take it with a big grain of salt.
I understand.
But I'll look into it, and I wouldn't argue that he probably wasn't. It's what I say when he talks about being wiretapped or whatever. I'm sure there was some sort of surveillance on Trump Tower, whether it was directed at him or whether it was directed at somebody tied to him. It's a big building. There's a lot of people going through. Plus,
I agree.
If this surveillance was going on, was it because of what everybody's talking about, Russian influence? How far back does it go?
Right. I understand. And one other quick thought, and that is, this goes back, it started supposedly when George Bush Jr. was president, the son.
Oh, man. So that's interesting. Well, I'll keep digging.
It starts there, and it continues into President Obama.
I thank you for the call and the info. I'll take a look at it.